Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. I am a bat and I'm flying all around my cave. And I have my sense of radar, you know. I can send out a signal and I can hear it and it bounces off of that bug and it comes back to me and I know exactly where that bug is. There he is, I eat it. It is nighttime, it is dark. My eyes are useless. I'm done eating my bugs. I use my sound. I send it out into the cave. There is a perfect place for me to sit. I can tell because I use my radar, my ears, my sound bouncing back to me. It tells me exactly how far I am from that object. And so I land there and I hang upside down and I go to sleep again and I wait, sending out my radar now and then to see with my ears, with my senses, where my food is. However, I am not a bat. I am a human being. I do not have the same senses as this bat. I have ears, but I do not use them the same way. I have eyes, but they see things differently. I can smell, but it is different. You see, at night, the bat can see things completely differently. It can experience the entire world differently than I can. From the bat's point of view, what does the world look like? If I think for 1 second that as a human being, my senses are all that there are, am I not missing what is really going on? Let us move ourselves to the experience of a roly-poly bug. A roly-poly bug crawling only a few microns from the ground all of the time. Does this roly-poly ever get to see a fish? Does it ever get to see the sky the way that we see the sky? Does it ever get to see a gazelle or a tiger the way that we get to see these things? What are we missing? Are we not roly-polies? In our own way. What is it that we are missing in our world that we cannot perceive? That we cannot sense? What is it we are not aware of, just like roly-poly, just like the bat? If we think we know for a second what is really going on, we have already gone to sleep. We're not seeing. We are not seeing one tiny bit of what is really going on with our senses. In fact, we develop tools to go beyond what we can see with our own eyes. We develop tools to hear things beyond what we can hear with our own ears. We develop machines to amplify our own senses. And this gives us a sense that we know more about what is going on. And perhaps we do. But perhaps it is still limited only in the direction that we already think we know something. If a roly-poly were to develop better sensors to be able to feel vibrations on the ground through its own feet, yes, of course it is silly. But if a roly-poly developed shoes that could feel the ground and sense what was going on the ground much earlier, what good will it do? It will only help it roll up into a little ball to save itself sooner. So here we go, developing all sorts of tools so that we can roll up into a little ball sooner. Yes, these tools are genius. They can teach us many things about what direction our senses are already going. It can give us many insights. And it can help us to survive, just like a roly-poly would be able to roll into a little ball sooner to protect itself. Do we really know what is going on around us?
is what we can experience with our senses, all that there is to experience. We cannot possibly develop the physical senses that a bat has. We cannot develop the sense of touch that a roly-poly has on the ground. It is beyond how we were made. We can develop tools to amplify certain things and to mimic our own senses and to mimic the senses of others, animals, insects. But directly we can only experience ourselves from the senses that we have developed. What do we think we really know about what is going on day to day? Most of the time, I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth. Then I go make breakfast, clean the dishes, begin my day working. All the while, I think I know exactly what is going on. I act like I know something. Do I really? Or am I only acting? What good are the senses of the roly-poly when it is walking with so many legs, so sensitive to the ground, across the sidewalk, and a boy on a bicycle rolls over the roly-poly and kills him, smashes him into the ground without even knowing he did it. And without the roly-poly even knowing what happened, it is gone, it is dead. What good were its senses? What are we missing? What do we really know about what is going on? My wife's mother was hit by a car. One day she was there, the next day she is gone, just like the roly-poly. What good did her senses do for her? It is a real shame. We go back to the garden In the garden, there was so much abundance. Everything was there, everything available, food. Any food. Perfect garden. Everything that we need. Nothing lacking. Perfect in every way. And then all of a sudden, somebody eats an apple from the tree of knowledge and shame comes. Before that, everything was wonderful, abundant, magic, open, curious. And then the tree of knowledge we bit from. We think we know something. And it is all gone. How many times going through our day do we think we know? What shame befalls us when we act like we know something? Where have we lost our sense of wonder and sense of curiosity? Nasiruddin was a man, he earned his living selling eggs, and someone came into his shop one day and he said, "Nasiruddin, guess what I have in my hand? Give me a clue, give me some little clue, something, something," said Nasiruddin. "Okay, I will give you many clues. Are you ready?" "Yes, of course I'm ready," said Nasiruddin. "What is in my hand? It has the shape of an egg. In the middle it is yellow and around it it is white and runny. It tastes like an egg, it smells like an egg, and it looks like an egg. And when you heat it up and you cook it, it is no longer runny, it becomes hard." And Nasiruddin said, "Ah, yes, I know exactly what it is. It is a cake." We are so close. We are so close to what is going on. But with our senses, our own earthly senses, we miss it day to day. This thing is right in our hand. but we're around it. Like Nasruddin is around it all the time, selling his eggs. He misses that what could be in the hand is what he is around all of the time. What would happen if we drop knowing? Perhaps we know. But what could life be like if every moment we know nothing? Moment to moment, we do not know. What would that be like? I invite you to explore this. You may have a relationship, a partner in your life, a father, a mother, a daughter. You may think you know something about them. You do not give up that you know anything at all. What would that be like for them? You may think you know something about your work. Go into work tomorrow as if it is the first day. You do not know anything at all. You do not know the people you work with. You do not know. You do not know at all. Go deeper. Can you imagine tomorrow morning when you brush your teeth? You do not know what is it like to brush your teeth. You do not know what it is like to eat the food you are eating. You do not know what it is like to kiss your lover on the cheek before you go to work. You do not know what it is like to walk to your car or to walk to work. You do not know what it is like to open the door of your workplace and to say hello to the people there that greet you. You do not know what it is like to say hello to them and wish them a good morning. You do not know what it is like to focus on your work. Imagine what it could be like if we go into every moment like we do not know what is going to happen next. I want to thank you for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com. Until the next time, we do not know.